This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen, Steve Kerr, because as much as we've ridiculed Buddy Hield in this market, I see so many times, why is he playing Buddy? Stop playing Buddy. Buddy's going to have his moments. He's going to have 15 one game. Next game, may have three. That's just the Buddy Hield experience. But Steve Kerr, for years, so many people say, well, anybody can coach this team. What adjustments does Steve Kerr make? I think about Alex in Atlanta. The coach doesn't make adjustments. The coach this, the coach that. Kamen Antioch still is in my dome talking about fire Steve Kerr. Well, how do you feel about him now? How do you feel about Steve Kerr now? Well,
I thought that situationally in the first quarter, I could feel possession to possession was super important. Could you feel it?
Absolutely.
And I thought when it was 13-17, Amen hit a couple of shots in a row. He was like, bang, he hits the timeout. And I was like, he's on it. He made a substitution. They came out. I felt like he coached this game possession to possession.
Oh my God.
Which was so refreshing. I truly believe the game 7, 2016 has been etched in his head for his entire life. And when things happen to you in that, he put Varejao out there. Nope. He knows it.
He knows it.
Put Varejao out there for a couple of possessions too long, and it ended up biting them in the butt.
No, it did. And his third quarter was excellent because you knew the Rockets would happen. They would have a run in that game to get back into it.
Yep.
After being down 12 at the half. It's 56-47. Steve Kerr says, you know what? It's single digits. Let me calm things down.
Mm-hmm.
Rockets make another little mini run. And next thing you know, it's 63-60. And the Toyota Center is rocking.
Yeah.
And the Warriors looked rattled. And Steve Kerr says, come, timeout. Very Pop-like. Greg Popovich would do this all the time. Team scores a quick four. You know what? Let's shut this down.
Yep.
I don't like it. I don't like where this is going.
He would do it specifically against Steph when Steph would cook and hit a couple shots.
And he'd shut it down. Two threes, that's it.
I thought that Kerr failed to do that. Go back to that Dallas game when Kyrie was cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Kyrie had like four straight possessions.
Yep.
I was like, dude, after two or three, hit the timeout.
Before the All-Star break,
yes.
He had the 42 points.
It was a bad loss.
It was a terrible loss. But then they did bounce back and beat the Rockets the next day before the All-Star break. The Jimmy was like 105-98 or whatnot. So Steve Kerr, calling those timeouts in the third quarter. And then he said,
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, see, now, did Jimmy Butler hits the grenade three? And then Draymond Green drives to the rack, gets a layup. Then the next possession, this is what I thought was very important. Draymond Green in the middle of that zone. We've been telling Draymond, you know, everybody's been screaming from the high heavens. Get in the triple threat position. Attack in that zone. Attack. You. The Rockets are playing the pass. They're playing Draymond Green for the pass, getting a lot of deflections within the half court. He takes a little floater right there in the paint. Nails it. Next thing you know, the Warriors, despite the Rockets having their best quarter of the game, the Rockets still go in the fourth quarter down eight. Down eight. And then Steph Curry in the fourth quarter, five straight points as he milks every last second of Steph as he nearly plays 46 minutes. Steve Kerr deserves a lot of respect for the way he coached that game last night and the way he managed that series. Look, he knew Moody didn't have it. 10 minutes for Moody. Looney, we're going to get you for 11 minutes.
I thought Looney was good in this game.
He was good in his 11 minutes. And he's an X factor moving forward.
Really good in this game.
No doubt. I think Looney was excellent.
But Moody, the poor guy just didn't have it.
He didn't have it. Quentin Pulse, 3 minutes, 28 seconds. He knew when to pull the lever off all these guys. JK, I'm going to trot it out a little bit. There's no GPT. GP2, I should say. You know what? Kuminga, 7 minutes, 21 seconds. That's that. Yeah. And he yanked him out there to 63 when it was 63-60. So Steve Kerr did an excellent job, and now he improves to 8-0 in the first round.
I thought that the Rockets got sloppy and very predictable in the half court toward the end there. Tari Eason having a huge turnover off of his knee. He just was totally rattled, and he hit a big three in this game.
He did.
And then Şengün, time and time again, was traveling before he'd even get the ball. Feeling for contact that wasn't there. How many times did the Warriors pull the chair out from underneath them where he was expecting contact and then he missed like a little like push shot? He missed two free throws on a hard foul. That was a big sequence as well. And then Steph Curry stripping him at one point as a help defender. They just did a great job on Şengün overall. I thought he was in his own head.
No, he was. He was. 21 points on 23 shots for Alperen Şengün. And again, this is their first playoff series, but the Warriors did a great job of getting him off his spots. He had to settle for baseline fadeaways yesterday, which you hadn't really seen in this series, in the first six games of this series between the Warriors and the Rockets.
I want to go back just real quick. At the beginning of this dynasty, there was a, I call coming of age combination of series. One was the Spurs that they lost, but the one before that was against the Denver Nuggets, George Karl. And that was kind of like the coming out party for Steph, for Clay, a young Harrison Barnes. It felt like a coming of age series for those young players. Their first taste of it. Now, they ended up winning that series, and they knocked off the Nuggets and then eventually obviously got Andre Iguodala. I felt the same way about Amen Thompson coming out of this series. That was a coming-of-age series for the young man. And in Game 7, where a lot of guys were afraid of the moment, he knew exactly what a good shot was for him. And I can't think higher of a young player in the league.
6-6 from the free throw line. 24 points, 9 rebounds. I mean, this kid is a combination defensively of Kawhi Leonard and Scottie Pippen. He moves his feet so well. He gets his arms out. He rips people. He rips Steph in half court a couple times in this series.
Just picked his pocket.
Steph had the most struggles against Amen Thompson. And Bully was always telling me when he was at Steph's camp, the Thompson twins were there. And he was there. And Pickney were there. And Bully were there at the Steph camp with the Thompson twins. And they go, those two dudes defensively was already ahead of the curve. Defensively, they were playing like five-year veterans. So if I'm the Houston Rockets, this is a very critical offseason because Draymond mentioned it last night. You could be on the up and up until you're not. Just ask the Memphis Grizzlies. You build around Amen Thompson. You have a team option on Fred VanVleet. Jalen Green, I think they're going to move off of Jalen Green.
I think it's sayonara.
They may move off of Jabari Smith Jr. with the way they utilize him in this series.
I'll take Jabari Smith.
Steven Adams is a free agent.
I'll take him.
Personally,
I want Steven Adams for the rest of his career in a Warrior uniform.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I think he loved the Bay Area.
I think Kerr would love
the Bay Area. Yeah, no doubt. He'd be, oh my
He's
God.
He's everything
Steven Adams.
We haven't had. Physical beast, low down below, a funneler on defense, great passer, knows his game.
No doubt.
I would love.
I would too.
Steven Adams.
I would too. But I would tell, like we said about Sabonis a couple years ago, it's funny how everybody in Sacramento now wants to sell on DeMontis Sabonis. We were on that a couple years ago with the Warriors asking them in the first round. If feels like the Rockets could sell high on Shai Gilgeous and get something a lot better. And when I say a lot better, there's a megastar in Milwaukee that could be available, and there's a couple stars in Phoenix that could be available in Devin Booker and Kevin Durant. The Rockets are in a great position. They have the assets, the draft picks. They have money in the bank. And Houston's always been a destination for NBA free agents. They love living in Houston, Texas, for a lot of reasons. Houston should build around Amen Thompson and see what the best fit is around Amen Thompson moving forward. They're close, but this offseason is critical for the Rockets.
I totally agree. The area that I would just pause if I was them, you want to make sure you deal the right young player.
Exactly.
I think dealing the wrong young player is, I mean, it could set you back even farther.
Mm-hmm.
As we saw with Kings selling De'Aaron Fox and some of these other teams that you've seen over the years, just trade the wrong young player. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, for example.
The Clippers.
Right? Yeah, for the Clippers. So I'm with you. I just, man, if I'm any team that's the guy you want is Amen Thompson.
Yeah.
No, but I don't see how you get rid of him.
No, they're not getting rid of him. He's a future superstar.
I know.
The way he defends, a 3-and-D guy, and once he gets his mid-range jumper right, God, he's only in his second year.
Well, I think around the rim, he's in that like dunker spot.
Yep.
He actually has a nice little turnaround. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to get better and better and better.
Yep. They got to figure out the shooting. They got to figure out Jalen Green, what they're going to do with him moving forward, because I think they're down on him big time. And the way they utilize Jabari Smith Jr., they didn't play him much, 12 minutes and 8 seconds. And the murmurs around the Rockets organization is they believe he's a little soft. Ime Udoka's not a big fan.
Well,
Jabari
not Smith every Jr. guy can be out there like a punishing. Like Fred VanVleet plays right. A certain way. Dylan Brooks plays a certain way. Steven Adams plays a certain way. You do need some like versatility right. in player profiles in terms of how they play. And yep. I think that Jabari Smith was the guy that didn't play enough. I think they're going to look back and kick themselves for not playing him more, because he is a stretch shooter. He's a three-level scorer. And I think that he's a mismatch problem for the Warriors.
I'm with you there. I like Jabari Smith Jr. a lot. Let's go to let's get to Greg at San Ramon. He's been on hold the longest here. Greg at San Ramon, what's happening, man? You're on the roast.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Good.
You know, Buddy's been up and down all year. So this was his timing was perfect to be on last night. He's been frustrating all year, I got to admit, but last night he was just phenomenal. But really, they won it on defense, and you can't say enough about Draymond. I mean, I'm sure everybody's tired of hearing about it, but if you rewatch that game, Draymond was not only single covering Şengün, he was then bouncing off him and getting the rebound. He was boxing out Adams. He was everybody that would drive to the rim. He would challenge. It was one of the best performances defensively I've seen in a while. And you know, it's funny because before the Warrior game, I was watching Cleveland and Mobley as the defensive player of the year, and then you watch Draymond after that. It's not even comparable. And one more thing I want to say is Looney put in some really big minutes, and I don't think people are noticing that enough.
You're right.
And the last thing I'll say, I agree with you on Jabari Smith. I thought Jabari Smith was killing the Warriors, but for some reason he wasn't playing. So thank God he wasn't.
Would you agree with me on this? Like, and Mobley's a very talented young player, but young's the key word. And I think Draymond has alluded to this. Kerr's talked about it. Curry. There's a difference between being able to game plan for the same opponent 7 games in a row. You understand all of their tendencies, their nuances, every set that they're going to run. Why do you think it looks so exhausted at the end of that fourth quarter? Not only was everyone fatigued, like physically, they knew exactly what they wanted to run.
Yep.
Şengün kept going to the spin moves. Back you down, spin move. Or he'd face you up and shoot that little 1-foot fadeaway. It wasn't as effective in game 7.
You can't dribble 7 times in the paint and expect to be successful in today's NBA.
No.
Over and over and over again.
With no shooters around
Şengün
you.
Şengün was really good when he's 1-2-3 dribbles.
Yes.
It didn't go on up.
Yes.
Like back and down.
But Draymond
solo.
Figured out his tendencies.
No,
and the other part is I thought that the Warriors figured out when they could double and when not to double.
Yep.
And not leaving Fred VanVleet wide open on the kickout.
That to me was a key. Fred VanVleet in the previous 3 games was 18-27 from 3. He could not miss.
If I never see him again, I'll be happy.
And he was talking that talk. But then in this game, game 7, the Warriors did a good job of doubling him, blitzing him at the right time. And through midway through the fourth quarter, he was took off 4 3-point attempts. So they didn't give him the opportunity to get clean three-point looks yesterday. That was a great game play by Steve Kerr, Jerry Stackhouse, and Terry Stotts there on that bench. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. Over 1,400 people watching on YouTube right now. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate on a loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We're coming to you live from the Laughing Mug Studios. Laughing Mug, what is up, Sam? They're righteously brewed right here in San Francisco. Do not forget about the Boxer Gerson work injury attorney's text line. I'll let you read off an Ash Askey if you want. Let's go to Oreo Cookie.
What's up, Oreo?
Oreo Cookie, what is happening?
Hola, amigo. Feliz Cinco de Mayo, baby.
Tequila, up, tequila. Let's get some tacos and tequila, baby.
For those that haven't, that want to check out a movie today, today is the day to check out Blood In, Blood Out.
Oh my God.
That's the one to do it, baby.
Oh my God.
Hey, that's our Godfather and Goodfellas mixed into one. So if you want to watch something good, Blood In, Blood Out, baby. But I was calling because I want to give her props, man. Give him his flowers. I come on here and talk mess about him. But when he does things right, man, he presses all the right buttons, whether it's on defense to go into the zone defense. Houston had no shot, man. They kept shooting. They kept missing. We was doing good there. He had answers for their zone defense. And so I want to give props to Kerr, man. I also want to tell Kerr that when we do have everybody healthy and Kuminga gets a few minutes, we are 2-0. Somebody let him know that. We are 2-0 when he plays. So I do feel good about this round coming up. And this is Oreo Cookie. And I don't like diet soda. I never owned a Toyota. Our defense is coming into Minnesota. Dubs and six, baby.
I was wondering where that was going.
Blood In, Blood Out has some of the most interesting prison scenes of all time.
I'm not even going to get into it. It's too early for that. We got kids in the car right now. Kids, Blood In, Blood Out. I don't know what Oreo Cookie's talking about. Wink, 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 wink. It's a gangster movie. I don't know if I can handle a Blood In, Blood Out movie right now.
I believe there was some of the prison scenes were in Quentin.
Yeah, it's possible.
Blood In, Blood Out is an all-timer. If you say Blood In, Blood Out, I say Colors.
Oh, my
Colors.
Oh, my God.
But I see doing the soundtrack.
Felt like everybody died in Colors.
Oh, dude, it was great.
It was unbelievable.
Sean Penn.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.